Hi everyone, welcome to the Teacher's Lounge. Today we're going to be talking about technology in the classroom. In 2019, £16 million were invested into a learning environment for all learners in Scotland. It was a partnership with CGI, XMA and Apple. It was implemented to help support teachers and students in developing their technological advancements. The program claims to have the ability to help unlock the future for young people, benefit individuals and families, broaden the economy, and society as a whole. Something often brought up as a critique with the program is the idea around bringing your own device instead. However, Inspired Learning claims that with the support from Apple, students all have the same technologies available, creating equity and inclusion, as no matter the pupil's background, they're able to have the same starting ground. Often with technology, there's a question around ethics and responsibility. Three main topics that come to mind are student privacy, child safeguarding, and how to become a good digital citizen. I believe the most difficult topic to tackle is the question around student privacy. It's a known fact that data farming has become a huge issue within the use of free apps and websites. The argument, rightly so, from the developer's point of view is that something has to give. To be able to use a free resource, you have to pay for it in some way so that the people who create those resources are able to get paid themselves. I actually agree with the sentiment as a whole. Many of my family members are in the tech field and they do great work, but they can't do this for free, just as teachers can't, librarians, chefs, or any other profession. However, where I have an issue is when it comes to children. Even if exploring it with the complex idea around data collection with primary school age children, it is difficult to fully grasp. The whole sentiment around wanting your cake and eating it too is difficult. I'm unsure of what the solution is, as I agree with the developers while simultaneously finding it extremely unethical to date minors to gather private data from minors. I think the best thing you can do as an educator is to explore the known topic, the consequences that come with it, and especially the sentiment that nothing is free. There's always a hidden price. I find the topic around child safeguarding and digital citizenship a lot easier to discuss. The internet is great in the sense that it has all possible known information on it, which also makes it very scary and an unruly place. I think many of the known consequences around child safeguarding and digital citizenship can be dissolved with the help of open and honest learning environment conversations, especially by discussing the warning signs, and how one can do it safely and reliably. If you share the consequences of not doing so with your learners in an engaging way, they will want to implement it themselves, especially if you get the whole support system involved. Lastly, we have so many great resources available to help students navigate the internet safely, such as Padlet. It's time well invested into ensuring that the developmental years online are safe and productive. The idea around digital citizenship, I think, is one of the most exciting topics that you can discuss with your learners. I believe preaching acting the same offline and online is the way to go. Bullying in real life is unacceptable, and that has to be shown and preached about when it comes to online as well. Showing them the real life consequences attached to poor choices helps them understand that even if it feels far removed, it's extremely close. Nothing is or will ever be truly anonymous when on online platforms. I hope this quick discussion inspired you in some way to yourself, if not already, to have those discussions with your learners about how to navigate technology responsibly, ethically, and safely. My name is Julie Rasmussen, and this was the Teacher's Lounge.